Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 260, recorded Sunday, September 6th, 2020, and on the tail end of the dog days of podcasting 2020. Tactically, the dog days are over. It is still the same weekend, though, and I have seen things come through the thread, even there's one marked today. 9-6, so hopefully the feed will go for at least one more day, and this will get up there. It'll be on my website regardless, obviously, but figured I'd get it in at the tail end, just like so my tail end is off the end, and my beginning came from stuff that I recorded during the dog days of quarantine, and I think I recorded either one or two podcasts in between, so, I never do very well. And this particular dog days was a rough August. We'll see how it goes. As always, hopefully this will help kickstart me back. And as Dave Slusher has pointed out, that has not happened yet. But you never know. So I enjoyed the dog days this year. Listening to everybody was a lot of fun. It was something for me to do. I spent a lot of time. Way more time traveling than I expected to during our pandemic times, but you know, and unfortunately it was for sad family events, but that's the only traveling we've done. Charlotte and I are talking about going to the beach maybe in the fall, like renting a house, you know, doing it safely, renting a house so we're basically by ourselves and spending some time and outdoor on the beach. You know, it would have to get pretty crowded, which it's not going to in the fall. Or shouldn't in the fall to be an issue. So I think we can do it safely. And she's, both of us are a little stir crazy. Charlotte is a beach person. I'm not an anti-beach person, but I'm not a beach person. But she has historically been a beach person, and she's getting the beach, you know, the beach urge. So we are going to, at some point this fall, hopefully take care of that. Let's see, what else? So the dog days, I enjoyed a lot. Of course. And then the other big thing is, you know, this is the weekend of Dragon Con, except I'm not at Dragon Con. my first Dragon Con was 96. I missed a couple in there for various reasons, but I don't think I've missed one since 2001. So been a long time where Dragon Con has been the thing that I did either, you know, back in the day it was actually 4th of July weekend. I don't remember when that changed. It was pretty early because I remember Katrina. No, but that's like, I don't know. Sometime in probably the early 2000s it switched to Labor Day. I'm not sure exactly where. But anyway, for a long time, it has been my Labor Day blocked out on the work vacation calendar, you know, a year in advance or however, you know, as soon as they get the calendar out sort of thing. About the only thing of that sort that I would do that early. I barely even get my timesheet in on time most weeks, yet Dragon Con was on the calendar immediately. Didn't even really have to because everyone knew that I was going, but still. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, the virtual Dragon Con is really cool. Both Charlotte and I have been watching that and enjoying it. There's you know, one channel is like old nostalgic stuff. Charlotte has watched Carrie Fisher interview, I think last night. And then some stuff is brand new, and they're, you know, zooming people in from all over the place and have stuff going pretty steady. And then, of course, you've got, you know, the Dragon Con TV stuff that gets, you know, is the, like, things between the interstitial stuff that is always hilarious. Some of it's old and classic, and some of it's new, and it's all fun. So that has been fun, but it just doesn't, you know, replace the Dragon Con experience. So everything is rolled over. I'm sure anybody who's on the feed who's a Dragon Con person probably knows, like, tickets rolled over, as soon as they announced that they were going to only go virtual, they said that. Tickets will roll over. Or I think they offered you a refund. I don't remember. but we just rolled ours over. It's going next year. Most of the hotel, the like DragonCon associated hotels, we stay in the Hilton. It rolled over, so everything should just be set up for next DragonCon. It's kind of like a, you know, I'm normally in the state that I'm in right now in my head, like on Wednesday of this coming week where we're home, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, you know, because Wednesday you're just hurting and still sleeping a lot. But, you know, you get to the point where you're like, okay, now it's another year, but, you know, next year will come. And now we're doing that on Sunday because we're not there. But still going to be watching stuff. There's plenty of stuff to watch and fun things to see. And watching people on Facebook talk about it and stuff. And it's in no way equal to Dragon Con, but it is and it's helpful as a substitute. So we miss you, Dragon Con, and we'll see you next year. Was there anything? Seems to me that I don't want to let this run on too long. There was something else I was going to talk about, but it is not occurring to me now, and I did not bring notes out here with me. So, yeah, I guess that's it. I have enjoyed Dog Days. It has been very helpful for me this year to have familiar and friendly voices to listen to during August. And I'm missing Dragon Con, but it'll come back next year, hopefully. Hopefully this is all at least mitigated by this time next year. And, an interesting thing is that I'm sitting outside, as I often do on these, but when I let the dogs out this morning, it was 60 degrees. And it's maybe 65 now. I mean, the temperature's going to get up once the sun gets up, but I'm sitting outside, and it's like a cool bit of air. This is probably the first, you know, this day won't feel like a fall day pretty soon, but this was a fall, kind of fall morning sort of day. And we have not had a lot of, I mean, heck, yesterday was 95, I think. No, Friday was 95. It was like 94 yesterday. I realize there are some places that are hotter, but we stay hot, you know, as well. And we are glad at this point for the fall to start to begin. It's going to be a weird fall. You know, we're not going to Duke football games. You know, there are a lot of things like that that are going to be different, but still, we'll all get through it. Oh, there's one of my hummingbirds haven't quite left yet. They will probably leave because I think their migration is more on like a how long the day is sort of cycle. So I don't really think that temperature affects them all that much. They should be leaving probably in the middle of the month, so another week or two. So we got to make sure that we have extra hearty hummingbird nectar out for those little boogers to fly either around or across the Gulf of Mexico again. Just boggles my mind that they do that. But yeah, I just saw him over there chirping. So, yeah, looking forward to fall. Looking forward to still hearing folks, because many of the Dog Days people I listen to separately anyway. I know some people fall off, like me, maybe not this year, or go to a lower, iteration or lower frequency of podcast. And then there's Mark, who is just going to keep going. Owen Caffeinated One. Speaking of Caffeinated, I got a new coffee pot. I got to go inside, actually, when this is over and put that baby together. So I think this will do it. Try and bring it in under 10 minutes here. And so we will talk to you, and we'll definitely talk to you next year in the Dog Days. Or maybe I'll try and do the Dog Days of Advent this year. It's been... Typically, that's a little tricky, but maybe I'll try and give that a whirl this year. So, but we'll talk to you soon, and my podcast will be around anyway. This has been Ken Kennedy. It's this Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. And my other contact information is there. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported. And take care, and we will talk to you again soon. See ya. Bye.